Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
What do you think of this? The use of personality testing to hire new people. It's become increasingly popular in organisations and workplaces and is estimated to be a $2 billion industry, would you believe it? The tests are frequently used in recruitment, but one expert says despite decades of use and millions of tests, they're not the best way to put a team of people together. Well, Professor Kevin Murphy is the CEMI Chair of Work and Employment Studies at the University of Limerick, and he joins me now. Professor Kevin Murphy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Glad to be here.
Tell me about these personality tests. Maybe an awful lot of people, I know an awful lot of people, will not have done one or undergone one. So tell me what they are, first of all.
Sure. Personality tests have been around for a long time. And they all share a common feature, a self-report. They ask you to tell you something about yourself. What do you like? What do you prefer? Would you rather do this or that? And they can be broken down into two big groups. There's tests that sort people into types. You're this type of person or you're that type of person. And there's other tests that measure what we call attributes. You're high on conscientiousness, you're low on agreeableness, you're medium on something else. So they've both been around for quite a while, and they've really taken off in the last 10 years, especially
so,
in the workplace.
So the test would tell me as an employer, Kevin is an extrovert, he's very intuitive, he is a great thinker, and he is very perceptive. I'll hire him. Is that it? That's how it works?
Well, in many respects, yes. And some tests do fairly well. They can give you information that is actually relevant to hiring.
Okay, so what is your beef? Is your beef with them, Kevin, as an expert then?
Sure. The most popular tests, the ones that are given to millions of people, are the ones that sort people into distinct types. So there's a test called the Myers-Briggs Personality Inventory, perhaps the most widely administered test in the world. Sorts you into one of 16 types. There are others that sort people into 9 different categories, or even it's a 4 color-coded category. So you might take a test and in the end say, you're a green, and therefore you won't work well on a team of somebody who's a blue.
Okay.
The beef is this. The tests that give you that crystal clear, simple answer, you're green, you're red, you're blue, you're yellow, the ones that are really popular, don't work. They're not very reliable. You might get different categories tomorrow if you took the same test. And more important, the outcomes of those tests don't have any value for telling how well you're going to work, how well you're going to work together, which teams you ought to be on. So all the things we want to do with those tests just don't work out very well.
Kevin, though, if I'm an employer and I have Cormac O'Hara sitting across from me and I do one of these tests and I say, look, at least it gives me some information. Because without them, I might be saying, why did I hire this dud a few months down the line? Some information is better than nothing, surely.
Sure. That sounds good, but it isn't true. What you get from the type tests, the ones that sort you into these distinct categories, is something that looks like information, and it looks compelling and vivid and simple. I tell you you're one of 4 things, and that's how the world works. Problem is the world doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
The whole idea of types has been around since the ancient Greeks. It's about time to put this thing to bed.
Kevin, I know you're a dog-loving person. I know you're a dog-loving person, so you must be kind, you must be considerate and compassionate. You're hired.
Now the problem is I'm a softie and I get talked into all sorts of bad decisions.
Can I put this one to you, Kevin? This has come from corporate America, right? And it's clever American consultants pushing this kind of rubbish on people, on corporations worldwide, and they make it a billion-dollar industry. Am I right?
Not too far wrong. The types of tests that are being pushed so much, they give you the sort of answer that people really want. And the fact that they they purport to tell you something that's really important just makes it a great selling point. And it's a shame because we have very good personality tests out there that have demonstrable relationships to performance and effectiveness in the job, and they're not the ones that you're going to get from one of these consultants. The types that measure attributes. There are five things about people that are universally relevant. People are either more or less dependable. They're more or less agreeable. They're more or less emotionally stable, extroverted, and open-minded. And we can measure these five things with a fair degree of precision and give you information that says, hey, this is a person who's strong relative to others in terms of conscientiousness and dependability, but who's not so strong in terms of agreeableness.
Okay.
That's valid, useful information. But the problem is it's harder to use because it's not simple. It's not vivid. It doesn't sort you into colors. It says, now that I give you information, you're going to have to think about what to do with that information.
Well, who knew human beings were more complex than a two-dimensional test would tell us? Look, Kevin, it's a pleasure to talk to you, thanks for sharing your expertise. Before I let you go, what's the dog's name?
I've got two of them. Bella is the one you heard, and Hope is sitting right next to me and waiting to be heard right now. I think she's going to be quiet.
Well, thank you to Bella, thank you to Hope, and thank you to Professor Kevin Murphy. Thank you very much indeed.